Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. A band of cloud and rain clears north with some heavy downpours at times. Brighter skies to follow, though further scattered. Blustery showers are likely, again heavy at times. Maximum temperature 21 degrees
Celsius. The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
afternoon and welcome to the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM. Huge thanks to Liz for a cracking lunch show. What do you reckon, Producer Morgs?
Are we going back to this Producer Morgs stuff? I'm not just... I'm happy for it to be a producer on the other shows because I don't actually talk. But on this show, it's just Morgs.
Presenter Morgs.
Thank you very much. That's better.
We've got a great show for you this week. Lots of foodie stuff happening. And also includes our first little bit, which was a trip to Manchester last Friday.
It was good.
There's so much in there on the internet at the minute. Scran Time. If you've not seen Scran Time, do a search on YouTube for Scran Time. It's a lad from Darwin that goes around visiting far more foodie outlets than we ever will.
You think he's hilarious. I think he can get a bit old.
He can get a bit what?
He gets a bit old. If you watch a few back to back, it's just a little bit. A bit too much. It just gets a bit samey. You sit there and watch him for hours.
I do. I like him. I think he's funny.
He is funny, but like I say, if you just watch him too much, one after the other, it gets a bit boring.
Yeah, it does. I must admit, though, it was because of him that we ended up going to Chef's Platters in Burnage, in Manchester. I know it's a trek. I know it's not specifically in the Ribble app, but it's a food and drink show. We talk about all sorts. So basically, it is a true Indian restaurant. All the staff are from in and around Mumbai and that part of India. And the difference in the curries between what we have as an East Lancashire Indian
curry. They don't have your typical, like, chicken tikka masala.
No, they
it's
don't.
It's not something that they do because It's not traditionally Indian.
I get
exactly,
that.
Exactly,
But one of the things that they were really well known for were the platters.
Yeah.
Now, that tandoori oven platter that we had.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know when you go to the Chinese and you get one of those sizzling dishes?
Yeah.
They were on huge platters like that.
Yeah.
Those sizzling hot plates, weren't they?
Did we get
what
a picture?
What did we do? What did we... Big Phil came with us and he went, I wonder if it's still hot.
Yeah.
bloody finger on the platter. Ow! Yeah, it's still hot.
And then, of course, I had to do it.
And then I did.
Yeah, so we've all got no fingerprint on our fingers.
We've all got no fingerprint on the index finger where it burned the skin. But I must admit, the food there was absolutely incredible.
We literally ordered an entire table worth of starters and a curry each. And we ended up taking about 90% of the curries home because we were that full from the starters alone.
But they were good the following day.
Incredible. Incredible.
We'll be talking more about Chef's Platters and going into a bit of detail about some of the dishes. That keema naan. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, back shortly after this from All Saints. It is Pure Shores. I've crossed deserts for miles, swam water for time, searching places to find a piece of something to call.
This is Ribble FM.
Now, you may have noticed an absence of a large character.
Yeah, he is a large character.
Large something. Now, obviously, Big Phil, not with us today in the studio. He's over at our sister station, Radio Burnley.
Yes.
Got some stuff to do over there. But Phil did come with us to Chef's Platters.
He did.
And we are going to talk about it a little bit more in detail, because it is, without doubt, a place that we feel you must visit. Just that little bit of extra effort, I know, drive to Manchester.
Well, I thought about a couple of considerations. One being that it is in Manchester.
Yeah.
And the other being the price point of it. But all in all, I think, I might be jumping the gun here by giving a bit of a summary, but I think all in all, the travel distance and the cost, I think it worked out about £30 a head.
Yeah.
I think it's just so worth it.
100%.
That was including a couple of beers as well. Yeah. Drink responsibly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll pay that locally.
Exactly.
But for me, the authenticity.
Yes.
You know, of the staff, the chefs.
Yeah.
The chefs came out to ask how the food were.
Incredible. The food tasted incredible.
Yeah.
And just everything, it was an absolutely pleasant experience.
But I found it exciting that I didn't really know any of the dishes on the menu.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the explanation underneath.
Yeah.
So I think for the starters, we just went a bit overboard, really, didn't we?
Yeah, it was worth it.
So the basic thing about Chef's Platters is that they do these huge piled platters, the sizzling platters. So the tandoori one had four or five, like, tandoori chicken wings.
Yeah, some chicken thighs as well.
Yeah, about the same as chicken thighs, chicken breast. Then there was some, like, kebabs in the middle.
Yeah, like some sheet kebabs
in the middle, all on a bed of, like, onions, which kind of shielded the food on top from getting burnt on the hot plate.
Yeah.
But the flavour it added.
There was some, like, little lamb pieces as well, weren't there?
Some
lamb pieces.
Yes. Yeah, there were. Yeah. The other one that we got was the Indo-Chinese one.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a bit weird. It's the only one I'll say there was something just lacking a little bit.
Well, no, I think that's just a personal preference thing for you, because I really enjoyed that one.
Because it was like the glazed chicken bites.
Yeah.
It was the spicy hot wings.
Yeah.
The crispy beef that was in that.
Yeah, that was very good.
Was really, really good, I must admit. And if, for want of a better word, you know, if you get a crispy beef here and it's in that whatever sauce, how it's got that sweet glaze to it.
Yeah.
These were really, really wet when they were covered.
They were,
in that glaze.
But I liked that.
Yeah, I did. I must admit, I did.
Mm.
Good shout out as well for the rotis.
Yes.
Rather than chapatis.
We got the rotis with the curries, didn't we? Yeah.
Which we'll be talking about on the next little bit. Plus, we're going to have a roundup of foodie news from around the Ribble Valley. We've been highlighted to visit somewhere that I kind of knew of, but never really thought about going. All that coming up after the cause and that classic. What can I do here on Ribble FM?
I haven't slept at all. So long since we talked, and I have been here many times. I just don't know what I'm doing wrong. What can I do to make you love me? What can I do to make you care? What can I say to make you feel this? What can I do to get you there? There's only so much I can take, and I just gotta let it go.
What can I do to make
Late Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Summer is here, and so is the Shackleton's Home and Garden Summer Sale. Ready to transform your outdoor space? Get up to 50% off on stunning lifestyle garden sets like the Aruba Lounge, Salama Dining and Bermuda Corner Suites, in stock and ready now. Plus, enjoy 15% off all rugs, perfect to style your patio. And don't miss the free electric upgrade on selected Himola recliners. Shackleton's Home and Garden, Chapman. Shop online or drop by our showroom today. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Get the kitchen you've always dreamed of with Ramsbottom Kitchen Company. Right now, you can save up to 50% off selected doors, all in amazing colours. And as we're a NIF Master Partner, you can also get up to £1,100 cash back when you buy three or more NIF appliances before the end of November. For full T's and C's and to see our fantastic range, pop into our showroom today. Your dream kitchen, easy as RKC.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Particularly good at, and I've been terrible at.
Mm.
However, I have subscribed,
yeah,
and I have installed the app.
Right,
I'm talking about supermarket loyalty cards.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, when you open your phone,
yeah,
I've seen it. you've got the Tesco app, you've got the Sainsbury's app, yeah. You've got the, all the and you
co-op, all of them.
What's really cool though, when you go and do the shopping for us at home,
yeah,
you search out deals, don't you?
Yeah, I buy whatever's on offer. Rather than just getting what I need, I'll tailor what I'm going to make / eat to the things that are on offer.
Now, I have to say, the mm-hmm. only two that I've really got any kind of, any kind of experience with,
yeah,
is the one at Tesco.
Yeah.
And what I like about the one at Tesco is, next to the item, it'll show you the price of the item.
Yeah.
And then next to it, show you the club card price.
Yeah.
And whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's your favourite at the minute. That's where you tend to go for the shopping.
Yeah.
And as
I'm a bit of a loyalist, me.
I know, but as Phil's explained on previous shows, I like going to Lidl. Obviously, there are other supermarkets and all that rest of it. I like going to Lidl because of the bakery, the on-site bakery.
The bakery is very, very good.
The fresh bread that I like, that rye sourdough,
yeah,
is just my favourite. Now, every time I've been to the till, I've had the, have you got the Lidl app? No, I haven't. And it was kind of like starting to wind me up a little bit. So on Friday last week, I downloaded the app.
Yeah.
And I installed it. And you beep it just before you go through the checkout. And obviously, it'll give you some of the deal prices. But the deal prices aren't just as, like, stand out on the shelves.
No.
Then I noticed when I started to play with the app, I got a load of freebies. And it said,
yeah,
sweet treats. You know those yum-yums that I love?
Oh, yeah.
I thought, oh, does that mean I get a free one of those? I think I had about three or four vouchers that were going to give me something free. So I thought, oh, free sweet one. Activate. I grabbed a yum-yum. Then it said, anything from the bread. So I thought, oh, well, I'll get one of my rye sourdoughs for free. Bosh, have that. They were kind of like introductory offers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You get a few freebies when you first sign up to the app.
However,
it didn't work like that.
No.
Oh. What did you fall foul of?
Because when it's on the voucher for the sweet one, you have to tap it, and then it gives you a list of 3 million items that are included in that offer.
Yeah.
And the yum-yums
aren't.
Or chocolate donut that I bought for you especially.
Yeah.
Weren't included. So kind of just got to watch what
you do. But
would you say in general that loyalty cards for the supermarkets are worth having?
Oh, the amount of money I save. I, on average, on like a 20 quid shop, will save £3.
Right, okay.
So I should be spending 24 quid and I'll get it down to like 21.
Love to know what your thoughts are. You can send us a message on the WhatsApp, 01200 40 73 72. It's here live in the studio, so we'll see it come through straight away. Loyalty cards, big fan or not?
106.7 Ribble FM.
On this Wednesday afternoon, it is the Food and Drink Show live on here on Ribble FM. Morgs, the one that we spoke about earlier,
yes,
that somebody had given me a nod.
Oh,
was,
yes,
Greendale Tea House and Rooms.
Ah.
It's a long name, I know, and I had to remember it. They're talking about the brunch,
right?
Now, I know I haven't got the full opening times yet, but I know that it's open during the day. I don't think it's open in the evening yet. But brunch, one of their taglines is all day brunch. Brunch is always a good idea.
It's not wrong. That's very, very, very
smashing
good.
Smashing a brunch, yep, just after lunch, for me, is the perfect dish. Now,
brunch after lunch?
Yeah, like a mid-afternoon brunch. Because you know a lot of places, it comes to lunchtime and they go, that's it, there's no breakfast, there's no that.
Yeah.
We're into the afternoon meals. No, I like a breakfast just after dinner. Anyway,
yes,
ready for this? Bowl and breakfast.
Oh.
Two of Roy Porter's sausages, two rashers of dry cured bacon, scorched tomato, pan-fried mushrooms, black pudding, fried egg, and a slice of buttered toast. Smash that right now.
Smash it and
absolutely
add more
smash
toast
it to death.
No hash browns.
No hash browns.
What?
I know. Now, the other one was, and this is kind of like the healthy version.
Yeah.
Now, our Scotland trip,
yeah,
a couple of weeks ago in the hotel that, yeah, last night, I had that granola for breakfast.
Ooh, yeah, I do like granola.
Right, so layers of homemade summer berry compote and local dairy yogurt topped with our own recipe of nutty toasted granola with chia seeds, organic dried fruits, and a touch of wildflower honey.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Okay, yeah, that's
I'm
a bit naughty.
That. Right, now, we have had Michael in. The proprietor, Michael, came in probably like 2 or 3 years ago when Olivia brought him in as a guest.
Oh,
and
right,
we did promise we'd go.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
Go on.
Tomorrow. That do you?
Maybe, aye.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
After an accident, many drivers believe they must use their insurer's chosen repairer, but actually, you have the right to choose. James Alp has over 30 manufacturer approvals from Tesla, Land Rover, Jaguar, Audi, BMW, Mercedes and more. They offer free collection and delivery and provide a courtesy vehicle as standard, regardless of your policy. And if your insurer raises your excess for choosing your own repairer, James Alp could help you cover those costs too. Visit jamesalp.co.uk.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay-at-the-pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6am until 9pm, we're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
FM.
I said, talk about your mother. Talk about your father. Talk about the people who have led you what you are. Talk about your teacher, the bully boy who beat you. Talk about the people who have prayed for that new sports car. You're a big, 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 big star. Ooh, I'm talking to you.
George Michael, top two star people here on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show.
Yes.
So I think to wind up today.
Yeah, I know, it's gone so fast.
I know that's flown. Chef's Platters.
Yeah.
Burnage in Manchester.
Give it a try.
What are we going to give it out of 10?
I'm giving it a good 8 out of 10.
You're going to give it 8?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 9.
Right, cool.
Loved the food, loved the atmosphere, absolutely perfect.
I think if it was a little bit closer, it'd easily been like
be there
into
every week,
nines and tens.
That's it from Morgs and I for the Food and Drink Show. Back as normal next week. We'll see you then.
Ta-ra. Bye.
these patterns all in the past now, and finally live like the girl they all see. No more high.